This week is about planning for change. And Judy, in her talk, talked about change management and becoming better as a change manager. And so styles of change management become an issue. And this week we're going to look at some of the ways we may react to change. And we may choose to change the way we react to change over time. Because as we acknowledge and notice that we are not handling changes that come into our lives in the way that we would like to be handling them, it can inspire us to grow, to make new choices, to develop new skills and abilities. And as I was thinking about planning for change, I was reminded of the change that came to me when I did the meditation that we're going to do later in this class, in preparation for this class, because the biggest change I've ever handled to date was when my husband died suddenly, 12 years ago. And I didn't handle it well. Lots and lots of things went wrong in my life, and ultimately I ended up injuring myself fairly severely, being in a wheelchair for 4 months, and having to leave the career that I had had, losing my health and mobility for a period of time, as well as grieving my husband. So I did like a total life transformation during that time, and it was very difficult, and I realized that there were a lot of things that I didn't know how to do during that time. And so I began to look at skills and abilities that I could develop in order to feel like I could handle these things better in the future. And the one thing that most came forward for me during that time is that there had been one person in my life where I focused my love and my feeling of being loved. And I recognized over the next 6 months or so, when huge number of people came out to help me when I was sick and support me through that period of time, that there was a lot of love in my life. In fact, there was as much love in my life after he died as there had been before he died. But the love in my life during those days was diffuse rather than focused. It was coming from a lot of different places and in periods of time over time, but not individually for me in an everyday focused way. And the decision that I made at that time was that I wanted to keep track of that love, even if I had another significant other that I lived with. I wanted to be aware of that kind of assistance and loving friendship and family members that were there for me, even during times of high stress and difficult relationship changes and other changes that happened in my life. And we're going to be doing a change assessment, change style assessment during the class today. And this particular one, I would say, relates to number 15. I seek information and support from others. I needed to learn how to be better at seeking support. And what I've recognized during a time right now of significant change in my life, that I have gotten better at seeking support. I recognize that I need support. I have friends that I see on a regular basis. I have people that I call when I need particular support. I set up some counseling sessions for myself with a gifted counselor that I particularly respect. I am doing the things I need this time in order to have the support I need to move through the change going on in my personal life right now in a way that works better than the last time. The other thing I've been noticing in the last couple of days particularly is that when I was TiVoing The Secret on the Oprah show last week, I also by chance TiVoed a show on decluttering. And I watched the decluttering show, and the method that the man used to encourage people to declutter was to take everything out of a room and put it on the front lawn. And I'll tell you, the mess that's made by that is stupendous. And I have been doing my own version of that, one drawer at a time, one piece of the closet at a time. And what I noticed this week is that when you're in the middle of that change, it looks like a horrendous mess. I mean, you get to the middle of it and you think, why did I ever start this? This is impossible. And yet, eventually you find a place, you make a decision that this gets thrown out, that this gets embraced, and all of it ultimately turns out to have its perfect place. And things do get reorganized in a way that feels better. And for me, looking at the list of change things that we're going to be doing later, that one for me related most to number 7, letting go of control, to be willing to have things be out of control for a short while in order to create a new situation. And previously I gave a talk on change before, where we talked about to a happy 3-year-old, tumbling the blocks into oblivion is as much fun as, or maybe even more fun than stacking them up in the first place. And so bringing this feeling of chaos into your life and then recreating order, there's tremendous satisfaction in that ultimately, if we can find our way to have a big enough perspective to see beyond the chaos in the moment into the future where things will find their order again. So those were the feelings that I had as I looked at what we're going to do today about planning for change, looking at change, looking at the skills of change management, and working with ourselves and our lives to discover that opportunity and that power to bring new order and new benefit into our lives. And as I was setting up today, I came across this, one of the things that we have, what Science of Mind says about love. And I thought, oh, I'll just look at what the message that has for me this morning. And the message was, the loving presence is always here, closer to me than breathing, nearer than hands and feet. I have nothing to fear. I feel this loving embrace around me, and I know it is not only a song of joy, but a song of love and protection. We are surrounded, loved, and protected in every moment, even in the times of change. And so we're going to do a few moments of relaxation, and I have a song that I will do, and I will say goodbye to those who joined us on the internet today.